Ooh, let me turn my video on.
Okay.
Hey.
How you doing, Bryony?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. We're already recording, so don't swear at anybody. Unless it's someone you don't like.
I'm gonna have to try my best anyway to not swear because it's
That's not easy, is it? It's not easy.
I'll try my best.
I'm doing my best to shop.
To shop.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have a beer.
You're having a beer?
Well, it's an alcohol-free beer, but people look at
Oh.
I'm desperate. I'm absolutely desperate for the police to pull me over while I'm drinking one, while I'm driving. I just want the police to go, got him. I was
Are they
thinking.
100% alcohol free, or are they like 0.05% or something?
I think they're all different. This is 0.05.
It's as
Yeah.
if I know my beers as well as I know my food stuff, how much
I know.
protein's in an egg. I know how much beers alcohol's in an alcohol free beer.
So, in an alcohol-free beer, a friend of mine said, by the way, I'm sorry about the picture.
Yeah, you're looking very cloudy and misty and romantic.
Mystical. Mystical, that's what I am.
Is that the look you're going for?
Yeah, I'm going for mystical. Sort of like wisdom, serenity, all those things that, I really am not. So, you know about your food. Alcohol-free beer, I'm told, is a really good health drink.
In what context?
There's things that are good for you in there, and all the stuff that's not good for you is not in there. Is that right?
Anything, everything, isn't it? Anything in moderation, and as long as it doesn't have a negative impact on you. I mean,
Really? Cinder
it
toffee?
is a little bit of tinned toffee every now and then doesn't hurt.
Really? I love
It's
that.
when you eat the whole load in one go and then go back for more,
I love
and you've
that
got
shit.
fillings.
Look at me, I was the first one to swear.
Did you swear? I was
Yeah,
too busy
did I
talking
get away
over you.
with So it's nice to see you, Bryony. So we do these things. I don't do as many as I used to. We used to do loads of these during lockdown, getting people on, having a chat, and getting interested in people on. So and then bang them up all over the social media and all the socials and stuff like that. So you've had a bit of good news recently, right?
Very good news. In
Right.
fact, I've just had my follow-up. Can you see me okay? I'm just
Oh, I see
too much in the background and it's all about me. No,
fact, I saw you the other day.
did you?
Yeah, I was with my fiance. We were driving somewhere, goodness knows where, and there you were, power walking up the street.
Thing is, you can't miss me with this hair. You
No.
know, it's incognito mode doesn't work for me. So,
No.
but yeah, no, had very sorry, cat hairs. The cats will probably join in at some point. You
That's
know, it's a
all
common
right.
theme with ADHD female and their cats on your lives. Oh, on
Yeah,
your
yeah,
mind.
yeah. Oh, Gen Z. Yeah. I'll get the tortoise in if they want a bit of company.
Wanted to get a tortoise, but I think I'd get bored.
They're very fast, and they're really good at hiding.
Inside
Honestly,
their shells.
no. They're like. In the winter, you've got to kind of keep them in, and this one is like lightning.
Really?
Yeah, and if he's angry, he hisses at you.
I've got two friends, well, now three. I class you as
All
a friend,
right. Yeah.
who have got tortoises, and one's called Bolt. So, you know, it's
Well,
there. It's
yeah,
there.
it's all there. It's all there. So,
So,
meanwhile, 10 minutes ago.
you asked me that I've had, you said I've had some good news.
Yeah.
Yes, I have had my positive ADHD diagnosis through Dr. J
Yeah.
about 4 weeks ago now. And I've
Yeah.
literally just had my first follow-up appointment with him just now for
Right.
my medication review, etc.,
Right.
and making a plan going forwards. And good news is I've just, because I decided to go privately, because I got too impatient to wait for it to come through the NHS. I applied to the NHS at the beginning of the year,
Right.
and 6 months later, well, I was 99% sure I'd got it.
Yeah.
Through, I mean, I'm happy to go back to what how I first realized or thought I may have had ADHD, but I'm very when I set my mind on something, I have to go for it. And 6 months waiting for something that was potentially life-changing, it was the hardest wait.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at waiting at the best of times. So I decided to go privately. It was very expensive. both for the consultation and for the medication, because obviously they're controlled substances. But I've just had, he's just told me I've got NHS approval as well. So that's
brilliant.
Incredible. So all future appointments and medication scripts will all be on the NHS.
Let me just shut this curtain, Bryony.
Stop the glare behind you.
I'm thinking, yeah, I was trying to get as much light in as possible, but I think that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
That's much better.
Is that much better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in the bedroom because I've got three teenagers in the house. I live in a blended family. That's a new thing, and the lads, we took. I've got four kids. My fiance has got two,
mm-hmm.
and we took three of the teenagers away last weekend with us. For a week with us, in fact.
How old are
they? 2 17-year-olds and a 19-year-old. And in actual fact, it took them a couple of days, but they absolutely, you'd have thought they'd grown up together. It was fantastic. It was a real joy. So
that's amazing.
My lads moved in with us and stuff. So yeah, it's a proper Brady Bunch stuff. Still, it's not about me. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, it is about you as well, because it's a shared thing.
It is a shared thing.
Relationships, because relationships are something that I struggle with.
Oh, awful.
And 45, 46 next month, and I've realised why I've not managed to be able to hold down a functioning, healthy relationship all my life.
I might be able to help you with that.
Well, you seem to be nailing it, which is good.
So my partner, I mean, God, talk about shit at relationships. I have got, no. Do you know what I mean? And yet this is, every day I say, are you sure you like me? Are you sure? Is this not some big wind-up?
Yeah.
You know? Because it feels like it, doesn't it? And when mm-hmm. when you get it right. And mm-hmm. and the secret to my success is my partner is actually a teacher mm-hmm. of special needs teenagers.
Mm.
And she works with ADHD. And I think she just employs her work strategies at home. But who'd want to? I mean, my son... He's in the house. He just paces all day. Bam, bam, mm. bam, bam. I've been used to it. But, you know, if I were her, I'd want to kill him.
I think that illustrates something, though, because twofold for me is, one, I've learnt to accept myself. Since my diagnosis, the overwhelming feeling was relief.
Yeah.
Just relief that it wasn't my fault. That all these feelings I'd felt all my life in terms of guilt, laziness, all the names I was called that I believed in terms of being crazy, just being odd, being wrong.
Yeah.
The relief that actually, no, I was none of those things. And even if I was in a neurotypical mindset, those things, that it isn't, it's down to the hardwiring of my brain.
Yeah,
and I am just as good as anybody else, neurotypical, neurodivergent. And then literally the self-acceptance and the self-understanding that I'd developed up until that point by researching into it, and then Dr. J turning around and went, oh, yeah, definitely ADHD.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, so God, I should
be high on it.
Yeah.
And then I accept myself. I understand myself. I accept myself. And it means that I won't tolerate or accept that from anybody else anymore. That kind of previous behavior.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. So in relationships going forwards, friendships, intimate relationships, business relationships, I'm very open about my ADHD. I don't hide it. In fact, I've got query ASD, autistic spectrum disorder, as well. So I'm going to go through the NHS for referral for diagnosis for that. That could take a lot longer. But I accept me, and I think I'm great. And I've been really successful for over 45 years not knowing this.
Mm.
Yeah, if anybody judged me negatively, it's on them, not on me.
I think one of the things is it's a difference, isn't it? I mean, you know, with my work, so I speak at a lot of conferences, and One of the things I do for a bit of a laugh is I'll see when you speak at the sort of conference I speak at, you just send in a title and maybe a couple of lines of what it's about. So they'll sort of say, so if there was now, what are we now with? We're August. For now, they'd be looking at something for the summer or spring next year. Say, hi, Andrew, what are you going to do? I'll go, oh, let's talk. I'll do a talk on, and we'll call it neurotypical differences in processing sensory in learning environments. And yeah, that, oh, that's great, Andrew. That's great. We'll put that. And then the day of the conference, I'm going, oh shit, I really should have written something. I've got no idea. And then I'll go to the bloke that's running it and go, what did I call it again?
Write it down.
And even write it down.
Looking
And
at
then,
the
oh,
top
I've written it down and like lost a bit of paper. And then that's so he'll tell me, and then I'll get up and I will say to the whole group, I haven't written this, I haven't planned it. They all laugh, they think I'm joking.
Yeah.
And I just spew it out, and it's great. And it's usually really good. In fact, it never isn't. And I'm going, show me a neurotypical person that can do that. Have you seen
Exactly.
Paul Smith, the comedian?
No.
Well, he's on YouTube, and he is a very offensive man.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, but I love his humor. I love it. But he's got to be ADHD. He has to be. There is no way on the planet that I will accept that he's not. And then it's the Rory Bremner thing, when he did that TV show and he took his meds and he couldn't do his comedy anymore. And I'm going, that's your answer, isn't it? So public speaking, I mean, most people, when they speak for their conference, they've been rehearsing it for weeks and learning all the words and stuff like that. And when I had to do that for my TED talk, I had to learn every word. My goodness me, it was impossible. It was just like I did it. I pulled it off. I didn't get anything wrong, but it was like it's just not the way I like to do things.
No. It's fly by the seat of your pants, off
Yeah.
the cuff. But the thing is as well, if it, when it's something that is really intrinsic to you and that you live and breathe, I mean,
Yeah.
because we're basically talking about ourselves,
Yeah.
which is, I don't know about you, but that's my favorite subject and I could talk about it all day.
I quite like it, yeah. That soul music I could do. Soul music and myself, maybe the
But it's something that we know we're very confident about in our subject material
Yeah.
because it's something we're really, really
Yeah.
passionate about.
Yeah.
And the minute that I switched from working in the corporate world, working for somebody else, trying to fit my square peg into their round hole, excuse the pun, and actually followed that gut feeling inside me and gave it all up and pursued a lifestyle of becoming a PT health nutrition coach is the best thing I've ever done. It's the hardest I've ever worked, but the most rewarding. I don't feel like I actually work.
I'm like that. I'm like that. Did
It's
you
not
find when you were in the world of the real work? Yeah. Did that's how I feel. I don't feel like I've got a job.
the grown-up world where
Yeah.
people earn salaries and do what
Yeah.
they're meant to do.
Yeah. Did your like bosses love you for the first few weeks and then start hating you real quick?
And my colleagues. It's
Yeah.
usually my colleagues that in every team that I was in, mind you, this is kind of life as well in general, but especially in the corporate world, it was they didn't quite get me. They would like it because I'm friendly and all this. And then you can see just because we pick up on every detail as well. And you can read body language and you read situations because we're ultra sensitive, but we're observant. And we read the non-verbals far more than the verbals, and
Yeah.
you can see them just trying to suss you out and go, "What's not right here?"
Yeah.
And then I've had, certain colleagues that just didn't like me and were actually really mean, like proper
Yeah,
mean to
exactly.
me,
I
and got away with it
yeah.
absolutely because they were the fitted into the corporate mold. And because I did things differently but got better results, they didn't like it.
Won't like it. I was a teacher for about, I don't know, not long, a few years. I was the worst teacher you ever saw. I tell you what, I had no. I was like Mr. Poppy from Nativity. You ever seen that?
No, sorry, don't get the reference.
Well, brilliant. Google him. Google him. But anyway,
That one down as well.
yeah, put in your book. Stick that up. I've got my book here.
This is the best thing I ever did. This is my Bible that have, you know.
Don't lose bits. Stop losing bits. But I started off, I remember in one school, and the head teacher thought I was the greatest. She was like, this man's going to come in, he's going to revolutionize anything. And by about 3 months in, she was doing everything in her power to get me sacked, because it's that thing. And yet, in my book, folks, there is a chapter called The Marmite Effect. Because I've also got a friend of mine who I went for a coffee with last week and seen him for a couple of years. And he said, I remember him and his wife saying, "We love you." Couldn't understand how anyone didn't like you. Really couldn't understand it. And it is that Marmite effect with ADHD. People either love us or you hate us.
I'm okay with that. I now I'm okay with that because I like me. I know that I am cut from a different cloth than the standard typical person. I know I've got a good heart. I mess up at times. You know, I did a blooper yesterday and I was mortified by it. Absolute that I could have caught indirectly, or well, it wasn't indirectly, it was directly when I was talking to something, but it was I said something, I got them confused with somebody else, and then I was like, oh my God, that is just so potentially offensive. To them, they brushed it off, but to me, for the next whole 2, 3 hours, that went over in my brain. But that's what I am. I used to be a people pleaser, probably still am more than I would like to be, but I've got a good heart. All I want is the best for people. I don't bitch about people. I accept people. I'm one of the most liberal people I know. No, I know quite a few, which is good. But so if somebody else has a problem with me, I want to know why. And if that's just because I'm different to them and it makes them feel insecure about them, then I will understand it. I won't think badly of them. If they turn out to be an absolute horrible person to me, I'm trying not to swear because I was going to use a very strong word then that's on them. And then, no, that's their, up to them.
So I think you're probably better than me. So I just screen them out.
No, I'm
I
not better
just
than anybody.
no, I just I just screen them out. I just can't deal with it.
It's a coping strategy.
If you want to pump negativity somewhere, don't pump it here. I've got enough. I mean, I read something yesterday. If you go on my Instagram, I don't actually put Instagram posts up. I put everyone else's Instagram posts up because theirs are always loads better than anything I could say. And so I just do this stories thing. And there was a guy a couple of days ago or something, or a woman. It was a woman. She said, for an ADHD child, who gets told off probably 20 times more a day than every other child, is it no surprise that they grow up really needy, seeking affirmation, and this is, and I'm still like it. I'm 56 and I'm still like it now. I need affirmation. I need to be told it's okay. I said that in my relationship. Are you okay? Was I all right? Was that nice? Did you like your sandwich, or is that a cup of tea okay? I'm like, and she's like, don't worry about it. But I seek that affirmation, and I think that comes from a lifetime of being told I'm mad, and that mad, you're mad, or you're eccentric, you're eccentric, or you dress eccentrically. That was one I get a lot, and I go, I only go to Primark, same as you. I only go to. Actually, I like white stuff when they've got a sale on. So, what about the fitness thing? Because you've got, is this a new venture?
So I developed my own business 3 years ago. So how it came about was I used to despise diets, healthy lifestyles, exercising. I was very lucky. I was sent away to very good schools. that I didn't like, but I did. They had lots of sports teams. I mean, quite.
See, now I'm picking up on nonverbal communication here.
I'm trying to be diplomatic here,
and you're not telling me. You're not telling me a lot of stuff.
I hated boarding school. I didn't fit in. I was the loud one. I saw it how I see it. I said how I saw it. It was the fact that one thing I've realised in my adulthood is that I like to be able to get away from a situation to clear my brain.
Yeah.
And boarding school and it living in dorms, and there was just no escape.
Mm.
And I found, and again, you can imagine how strict it was, because they were proper strict, started off really quite strict. I went to an all-girls boarding school in Harrogate, and we went to chapel 3 times a week, and we wore cloaks. And can you see that looking at me now? So this is why I've got a bit of a posh accent, because I was very lucky fortunate with the education I got. I've lost where I was going with that. This will happen a lot. You might need to bring me back.
Right. What you're telling me is how you started your business up 3 years ago, but we're starting at year dot.
Of course, because that's, let's put some, why say it in 10 words when we can say it in 10 sentences?
Absolutely.
I have totally lost my...
So you didn't like it. And you didn't like
I didn't
it.
Like school. Yeah. And then I didn't like working. Oh, that was it. I was on all the sports teams at school. So I was athletic at school. I was really good at sports at school.
Hmm.
But then didn't like long distance and all of this. It was team stuff and went into the corporate world. But I started playing roller derby, which is girls on skates bashing the crap out of each other to get dominance over the other team and the other skaters, fundamentally. Oh, no. And that's when I really started to go, oh, there's something about having... I used to hate my muscles. I wanted to take up less space in the world.
Right.
Physically, mentally, and I think that's due to a number of reasons. Upbringing, being female, growing up in the 90s of the size zero models, all of this. But roller derby really empowered me, and I started celebrating what my body was and could do rather than hating it.
Right.
And I fell into bodybuilding. And then a lot of people said to me, why are you a PT? Are you a PT? I went, no. And I was terrified. One, that what if I failed? Imposter syndrome. What if I was no good at it? And two, how was I going to pay my bills? Because as a medical rep for 15, 16 years, I'd built up quite a good salary. And I've got a mortgage and it's only me and, all the financial responsibilities that adults have. And then I just did it one day. I'd started a new job. It didn't work out. And I went, stuff it. What's the worst that can happen? I'm 20 years into my adult working career. I've got at least another 20 years ahead of me. I was 42 at the time. Yeah, because I'm 45. Pardon me. And I went, I cannot do this for another 20 years. Just can't. So I went, let's give it a go. And I literally, it was the hardest 6 months. I was driving around in a battered old Mini for 500 quid that the heating didn't work. I had a blanket across my knee to keep me warm in winter and the demister didn't work and all this. But that taught me humility as well, because every single penny I've earned since that day is down to me, my ability and the services in terms of health, nutrition and PTing that I give to my clients. It's been the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
So is the dietary are the dietary interventions good for ADHD?
So yes is the short answer. Yes, right. 100%.
Right.
And this is something, it's funny how things go around, because there was somebody I was put in touch with at the early, our mutual friend, that was put in front. I was given his number. I messaged him. He lost my number 3 years ago when I was first starting out.
To Gordon?
Yeah.
He won't mind being mentioned.
Okay. 3 years later, it's gone full circle that we are now potentially looking to something going forwards regarding nutrition and ADHD.
Makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
And
Huge
I am
success.
so excited about this because for me personally, I think that's why through the bodybuilding, because it is very clean, it's kind of meat. I'm vegan now, but it was kind of meat, carbs, lots of veggies, health, sleep, exercise, hydration, which is the extreme of what helps. But yeah, managing nutrition, managing exercise, managing sleep and recovery, and giving yourself time to rest and recover and take time out when you need it. That's what I've really been focusing on. And yeah, when my blood sugars are level, that I'm not gorging, because I've had binge eating problems. I've not binged once since my diagnosis.
But that's addiction, isn't it? Because as you know, I've now I'm a bit different to most drinkers, because people go, I'm an alcoholic, even when they've not drank for years. And I think that's what you're supposed to say, apparently. But it's to me, that's a really negative attitude. I'm like, I used to be an alcoholic, and now, and I haven't drank for 4 years now, and it's kind of like, thank you. Everybody always says that, don't they?
Yeah,
It's
but
lovely.
recognition when it's due, because that's not been easy for you. So
No,
take the recognition for it. Well
but
done.
thank you, thank you. But so the, but it's always addiction in ADHD. Always, always addiction. And it's funny, I never made the connection, but it was probably about a year after my diagnosis that I gave up the alcohol, and I'd been self-medicating all those years. And I'd never worked it out. I used to be massively into Northern Soul music, which was a big, it was a club scene that sort of was the forerunner to raves and things like that. And speed, everyone took speed, keep them going, dance all night. It was the club would open at midnight and shut at 8 in the morning. And of course, the speed is amphetamine. I'd take a bit of this. I go, everyone else up all night dancing. And I'd be like, have a coffee to wake you up.
I could go to sleep in, I've had about five coffees today, and I could sleep like that.
Do you know the only reason I stopped with the coffee?
Why?
It's because it like you, didn't do me a, but the central nervous system, I would get tremors and drain my arms and stuff like that. And I thought, this is can't be good. But yeah, ADHD, we can literally drink a gallon of coffee. Do you know what I
Think I
mean?
love it as well. I really that I have to be mindful that I then still drink my water as well, because it's quite easy to get to 3 o'clock in the afternoon and have drunk nothing but black coffee.
I don't drink any water. I'm just, unless it's really hot, like it's been recently, I don't drink water. You know what David Niven said about drinking water, don't you?
No, what do you say?
He said, we don't, he said, I don't drink water. He said, fish in it. Fart, fart in it. Fish
Okay,
fart in
that's
it.
for another day. But yeah,
But
drink
yeah.
more water, people.
Yeah. But I know, I'm terrible. It doesn't taste of anything.
Well, flavor it then.
It just
Buy
doesn't
the
taste of
flavored
anything.
water or have sugar-free squash. I guarantee, guarantee, if you drank more water than you do now, you would feel better.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right. I mean, I tell you what, to any HDers out there, though, who drink alcohol, stop with the alcohol. It just doesn't work with alcohol. ADHD and alcohol do not mix.
That's something that I'm going to look into more.
It
I'm
doesn't.
not a big drinker. I was a big, like you, big party person.
Oh no, I wasn't a party person.
Well, oh, okay. I was
It's every night for me, every night,
being
and lots of
comfortable.
it, please.
Pardon?
Every night and lots of it.
I think in terms of the whole when you were saying about with your speed and things like that, I mean, I went through a phase like that through, in fact, I can remember, like, yeah, uni was, I did what you do at uni. Let's put it that way. I sat an exam stoned. Still passed it. I mean, it wasn't a hard exam.
No,
But
especially like that. It's lovely, isn't it? Oh, it's so funny. Pass me
is, I'll
a Mars bar,
never.
a bag of crisps.
I will never hide the fact that I have tried a lot of recreational substances. I have, and I think too many people
I think everyone does it, or a lot of people do it. I don't recommend it, and it's interesting because he's different now. You know, so I mean, I wasn't terrible. I was pretty good boy, really. But I mean, you know, you can speak knowledgeably, and I've got four kids. That's a fluctuating number, but I've got four kids, and you know. And it's different now because it's, you know, cannabis is genetically modified to be addictive. You
Is
know,
it?
it's all kind of, it's all too easy now. It's all too easy now.
Not like it was in our day.
Not like in our day. Not like in our day.
You
No.
could leave your cars unlocked and walk home
Yeah,
on
you
your own
could,
and
couldn't
be
you? Yeah.
safe.
I used to leave a trail of fivers all the way into town. Nobody pick them up. Honestly, it's just like, it's what you used to do. Yeah, what is that about that? It's like, oh God, you know, people go, oh, the world's getting terrible. The world's always terrible. It was always. I remember a teenager, you'd be walking down the street. You know, I can remember one particular time I was walking down the street and a Ford Cortina pulls up, four blokes jump out, punch the crap out of me, jump back in and drive off. You know, while I'd been fiddling
I was
about with
about to
a
say,
friend.
did they know you?
Oh yeah. Oh,
Was there a
yes.
woman involved?
Well, you know, 17, 18 years old, you know, but it's, you know, but it's and then people go, oh, yeah, but it's knives now. It was knives then, it's just that nobody used them, nobody uses them now. It's just everything gets reported. And we got 24-hour news and all, you know. Do you watch the news?
No.
No.
I haven't watched the news since. No. Well, originally because I found it too miserable. Well, no, my
Yeah.
mum always used to watch it, or my parents, mum and stepdad, used to watch it when I was younger. So it was boring. And
Yeah.
then I got into it a bit, and then I found it depressing.
Yeah.
And now I find it very biased. So I tend to avoid it as much
Yeah.
as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I would. I don't watch it at all. I
No.
don't. I don't. I don't. I even came off Twitter.
Did you?
Yeah, because it's full of people whining. And it just for me anyway, the stuff that I seem to be,
Mm.
because it's not what you follow, it's what they give you, isn't it? It's what they feed you.
There are the algorithms, yeah, which
Yeah.
is, and that, so that coming on to an interesting point with that is, yeah, is it that it's more dangerous, or is it just that we're more aware of
I'm
it?
more aware of
But
it every
then
time.
there's also the responsibility of social media in terms of influencing. Because I sometimes fall down the rabbit hole of reading comments on posts and,
Yeah.
you know, time blindness, and it's 20 minutes later and I'm late for something because I've literally just been scrolling.
Did it the other
But
night.
it happens all the time, all the time.
Yeah.
But it also illustrates that, one, people feel that they can say stuff without implications. Like, you wouldn't walk up to someone in the street and say half the shit that the people will write
Yeah.
on. So I
I
just,
know, in 10 years' time, they get a really good job in politics
and
and
it'll
someone
come back
drags
and
it
bite
up.
them. Well, no, depend. Don't get me started on politics, but you know,
Won't. I'm not
apparently it's
interested.
okay for some people.
I don't know. I'm just not interested.
No,
We had a
it's
political discussion at the dinner table the other night, and I was like, Homer Simpson, food goes here.
I do like a good political discussion, but I think
Yeah.
there's a time and a place for it, and
Yeah.
it's
I'm not, I don't
this is not
understand it.
it.
What did you vote for Brexit, Andrew? I can't remember.
I
The and that's in the sober days.
remember.
Yeah. But oh, I was going to say, yeah, I tell you what I've been watching now on Instagram. Oh, it's brilliant. It's the you know the guards at Buckingham Palace and all that,
Yes.
and all when people go up and start prodding them and stuff and doing all this stuff, and they react.
He shouted at some woman and she's vowed to not. Again, I've only read the headline, so I don't know the detail, but that was the latest one, wasn't
I don't know. I've been watching. They're shouting at someone every day. Step away from the Queen's Guard. And they're big.
it's like, no, you wouldn't walk up to a soldier and start poking his gun, would
No,
you?
but they do though. They do. And these, but you see them walking up, coming off duty, and if you're in the line, they just knock you out of the way, don't they? Keep going.
Yeah, but
Brilliant.
wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? If you've been on.
If I had a hat like that, there's. A hat like that, you could do anything in a hat like that, couldn't you?
Well, get very hot, I would imagine. But yeah, you would just keep walking. I need to take this off.
Yeah,
But
but you got, you know, it's like, do you think they were designed to make the soldiers look taller?
I don't know, but I think that could be researched. Why is the Beefeater's hat so tall? And is the
Yeah.
hat called the Beefeater?
No.
No.
It's called a bear skin, isn't it? Is it a bear skin?
Not sure. I'm
Yeah.
not going to write that one down. That can be your homework, Andrew.
I've got myself, I've been bought for my birthday a deer stalker.
They're the ones that come down over your ears and
And flat, Sherlock Holmes.
yeah.
I was with my son in the car the other day, and I put it on. And I put it on, and I drove to collect him.
Yeah.
And drove halfway home. And he went, "Why are you wearing a deer stalker?"
How long was the journey? How long did it take him?
About 20-minute journey, about 10 minutes in.
So two things, you know, one, did it take him that long to notice? Two, did it take him that long to think something's not right here? Or three, did he just go, Dad, what are you doing?
No, it was, and I said to her, I said, "I had it bought for me," and he went, "All right."
And that was it. That was all the explanation he needed.
I said, "Bought for me." All
Because I
right.
want to wear it. That's why.
You reckon I'll get away with it round town with the
Do you know
window?
what? I think you could get away with whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but there's always some idiot wants to say something unfriendly, isn't there?
Confidence and a smile gets you so much further in life.
Gets
And
me beaten up. Yeah.
you're right. And it is, people feel that they have the right to give you their opinion on. And I have, again, it ties. Sorry if I'm very loud. One of the
Right.
feedbacks from my thing was that I talk very loudly. So sorry
Right.
if I'm a bit
It's
loud on
okay.
the
It's
recording.
allowed. It's
But
good because I'm really deaf.
oh, well,
Really deaf.
there we
And I've
go.
not got my hearing aids in.
Oh, okay. But you can hear me okay.
Yeah.
Good.
There's
Good,
no
good,
one else
good.
in the room. I've just got the speaker.
But it's
I'm not
the.
interrupting you, am I?
It's
Sorry.
all right. This is an important point so I can remember
Okay,
it.
go on. Bring it on.
It's, I have an issue with people feeling that they can comment openly on someone's physical appearance.
It's rotten, isn't it?
And that's come from obviously the line of work I'm in. I'm here to, my people think I just want to make people skinny. I don't. Quite the opposite. I want people,
You want to
my job is to make people feel
Yeah.
comfortable and confident and empowered and strong and badass and fit and healthy. That's my goal. But when you wouldn't turn around to someone to their face and go, oh, you're a bit short and fat, or describe someone to the openly as the short fat one. Or but someone referred to someone on social media recently as the tall, skinny one, and they didn't see a problem in that. And it's like, at what point will it's just wrong that people feel that they can make a comment and they go, oh, I didn't mean it. Don't be so sensitive. And it's like,
Funny you say that. I went go-karting with the boys. Big mistake, right? Because I got there, it'd all been booked, and three teenagers, me, load of other people go-karting. As I arrived, there was a dad about my age
Yeah.
and his two daughters all dressed up in their jumpsuits and stuff and the helmets. And the dad's there with his cup of tea. And I thought, he knows something I don't. And so, and anyway, let's put it this way: there were no other 56-year-olds on the go-karting track.
Did you
And
win?
no, good grief, no! Well,
Why not?
I tootled around, took it nice and steady.
Why?
I had a 78-year-old woman beat me at crazy golf the other day. That's
You
actually true.
not competitive?
Not in the slightest bit.
Are you not?
No, not slightest, not even the slightest. I just don't. I love to have fun. So I mean, I went paddle boarding, yeah. And again, if you do paddle boarding with three teenage boys, it's not actually paddle boarding anymore. It's
It's a race.
it's how can we drown each other? And you'll be literally doing your thing. You just got your balance, and you're doing all that, and someone will just jump on your back and throw you in the water, you know. But in my age, that hurts.
Well, this is it. So you just avoid it. Okay.
Well, yes. So, but no, I've never been sport competitive. Never really.
Are you competitive outside at all?
Believe it or not, I'm a record collector, and the rare record collecting is a very competitive arena where
Okay.
people show off with what they've got, this, that, and the, actually, and even that I'm not. I just buy what I want and don't really shout about it. But no, I'm not a competitive person. I like to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I like to stay healthy. I like to stay fit. I don't want to put on weight, you know. I don't want to. I try to keep my mind active. I always read, find out interesting things. I'm very interested in, because I've got hearing loss, in the connections between hearing loss and dementia, you know, because you're losing something like if you lose your hearing, you've got your five senses, but if you lose your hearing, you're actually losing about 45% of your processing, and then dementia comes next. So I try and look after myself, keep my mind active, do all those sorts of things. But I don't really care if the bloke next to me is going doing better than me. You
No.
know, I really don't care. It was interesting. I'll tell you what, here's a bizarre thing. There's a radio show on Spotify, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, who, by
Okay.
the way, is one of us.
Oh, is he?
He's an ADHD lad, yeah, and very, very funny, very, very funny. And bizarrely, it's called Jones's Jukebox, dear.
Thank you.
That's all right. Put it in your book now. Don't forget where you left your book. Jones's Jukebox, and it's really good. He had Cliff Richard on, and
Okay.
bizarrely, Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols is a massive Cliff Richard fan.
Okay.
Who knew? So
Who
they're
knew?
getting on. And he said to Cliff, he said, "How come you look so young and healthy?" And Cliff went, "Look." He went, "Look." And I don't know, I think he's probably right to it. I mean, yeah, you can eat too many pies, can't you? And you can never get fit.
Oh, luck. I
Yeah.
thought you said look. Look, it's an
No, look.
accent. I thought you said look and then
I've
was
been
going to
living up
follow
north
up
too
with
long.
something. As
Yeah.
in luck, as
Yeah.
in fortune.
Yeah.
I disagree.
You
I
think?
disagree. It's like, I don't look 45. I'm aware I don't look 45. And people always go, oh, what's your secret? And I think there is some of it's genetics
Yeah.
because, but then there are certain people in my family who don't look young. Again, being as tactful as possible.
Your face is really funny when you're lying.
It's not that I'm lying. I'm obviously withholding a lot of information, but I'm also very mindful.
I'm baiting you, Bryony. I'm baiting
I fall for it. I don't
you.
lie. I can't lie. Well, you can tell because my face gives
Yeah.
it away. There's no
Yeah.
point.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been married. I haven't got kids. I manage stress as much as I can. But then people who know me would say that I'm a bit of a stress head. But I think, like, I've got younger. I'm not saying I haven't had work done. I have, but my Botox I haven't had for over a year, as you can tell. So it's not that.
I wouldn't be able to tell. How'd you
I
tell?
mean, it's when my eyebrows look like Ming the Merciless. That's when
Oh,
you
is it?
know I've got
Well,
my
can't you just grow a long fringe?
Botox. Well, I did for a while. It was, yeah, but it's but smiling and happiness and stress management and
Yeah.
living life rather than being a passenger in life, I think has a lot to do with it as well.
I'll tell you what I will say. Don't turn down any experience.
No,
So
exactly.
in the last week, in the last week, I've go-karted, paddleboarded, crazy golf, and one other thing. What was the other thing? It's ADHD for you. Now we're all going to have to sit and wait till I remember what the other thing was.
Put it in the comments below.
Oh, 13-mile cycle ride.
30, well done. Well done.
So,
Good.
cycling, I've cycled all my life,
Yeah.
the other three, never done any of them before.
Never done them.
If you
And did
say to
you enjoy
me,
them?
sorry,
Did you enjoy them?
brilliant, but even if I didn't, it doesn't matter. Someone says to you, do you want to come paddleboarding? Like you said, what's the worst can happen?
What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. Roller coasters, yeah.
Yeah.
You won't get me on a roller coaster, but I
No.
have been on a roller coaster. I didn't like it.
Exactly.
and I didn't like it, so I won't have another.
Not for me, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We went to one of these aqua parks on a reservoir, and I'd never been on an aqua park, and
Is
it's
it the local one?
no, it was down in Kent,
Yeah.
and anyway, on this thing, climbing up, falling over, falling into the reservoir, climbing back up again, and stuff like that. But then we get to the slide where you slide massively hot straight into the water. Can't have a go. No. Well, you should give it a try. I have tried it. I've done it in the past. Didn't like it.
Didn't like it.
So someone once gave me tickets to see the Rolling Stones. This is 20 years ago, possibly even longer. So I would come see the Rolling Stones. They're rubbish, right? But yeah, I'll go. Go to the, and they were great. And it was good. And all those things. So I don't, that's not competitiveness, but it's an urge. It's an urge to keep your mind. And I think that's an intrinsic ADHD thing. I mean, we say ADHD people do extraordinary things in extraordinary circumstances. And you've heard me talking about Oscar Schindler. You know, he was the pinnacle of that. But you give us the banal, we don't cope.
Not interested,
Yeah.
boring. Where's the dopamine in that?
Whereas if I want to lose weight, I'll lose so much weight that there's nothing left of me. And I'm then think, shit, I've got to put some weight on. If I,
Yeah.
you know, and if I want to, if I, the, you know, I, on that 13-mile cycle ride, for example, if I'd have got to 10 miles and couldn't do any more, no way am I giving up.
No.
You know, but I just don't care about being faster than the other guy.
No,
You
no.
know, and so what's the best thing about being ADHD, Bryony?
Because I'm not like everyone else.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
I spent far too much of my life, and I see it in society so much these days, that everybody wants to look and be and like
Oh.
everyone else and fit in and do what everybody else is doing. And I think that they're just missing out on so much.
Yeah.
The whole snowflake term really pisses me off. It's like I am a snowflake because I am individual, because each human is an individual person. And I think instead of trying to strive to be like everybody else and fit in, we should look at ourselves and see what our own unique qualities are
I completely agree.
and go, I am incredible. And I truly believe that in the last year, since one of my clients and then two more people, clients and otherwise, said to me, I think you might be ADHD. And I've looked into it. I have turned my life around in terms of my thought processes. Instead of me trying to play small and fit in and become normal,
Yeah.
to actually embrace who I am and go, wow.
It's funny you should say that because I've just been. Are you? Do you? Are you on Instagram?
Yes. Oh,
Yeah.
I've got multiple accounts for
Right. So,
my multiple personalities.
but if anyone's interested, it's Andrew W S E N, and I've been putting on there. There's this absolutely brilliantly inspirational fellow with dreadlocks who does these little quotes, you know, and about how individual we all are. And it's absolutely great. And I've been reposting him on my stories. So if there's not one on there, I'll just get one of his today and put it on so that anyone, because they only stay on there 24 hours, don't
Yeah, you can put them in highlights.
they? Okay.
So you can save your stories to highlights and then it stays
Oh,
along the
I
top.
wish I'd done a bit more of that. But yeah, and it's hugely inspirational guy. And I hate inspirational quotes. But this bloke is now, I can't bear it. I got a friend of mine, if you're watching, Rebecca, I'm sure you are or you will be, and she sends me cards with inspirational quotes on just to annoy me. You know, you're special and you're individual, get lost.
I go through phases of them. I've
Oh,
got
I
them
hate them.
there. I've got little pictures up here in front. This bit's tiny behind. If you see the rest of this room, it's an
Right.
absolute bomb site. This is where I do my videos for my work. But I have got some on the wall.
Yeah,
But
no, I can't
yeah,
do them
it's
with it.
the live, laugh, love, and like live,
No,
laugh,
can't do them with it.
and
Can't do
all
them with it.
those. But
And I tell you
I used to share like really rubbish
what.
inspirational quotes.
What about those tight jeans with designer rips in them?
Each to their own.
My mum would have thrown those out. My mum would have had them
Each
in the
to
bin.
their own.
Oh, no, I know, I know, I know. Yeah.
There's still a little bit of old school about me in terms of a level of modesty, but again, that's a very grey area.
It's funny because a guy my age talking about his son was into all this goth thing, you know,
This
and
goth thing.
yeah. My daughter went through a
So old.
phase of
You're
it.
so old, Andrew.
I know. I'll tell you in a minute how old I am. But then it wasn't me, but somebody, it was at a party, said to him, "How do you feel about your son dressing like that?" He said, "If you can't express yourself when you're a teenager, when can you?" And it's true. You know, when I was a teenager, it was punk.
Yeah.
It was punk and it was all that stuff. But you know, and they're all respectable now. Like I just said, Steve Jones has got his own radio show and he's interviewing Cliff Richard.
Well, there you go.
But
There you go. But
I,
that it's
well,
through school. Sorry to interrupt.
no, your turn.
Well, no, it's me adding to it with some personal anecdote to make sure that to illustrate that
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's all right. You can do that. You can do
Not that
that.
we don't do that at all. But again, yeah, through school, I just didn't know. Well, through most of my, no, oh, yeah, up until I turned 40 and I went, I'm 40, I'll do what I want. But I w didn't know or understand myself. It was only in the last year that I've really understood myself. But yeah, I tried. And like I say, I had a very conservative upbringing.
Right.
And went to conservative schools and had a conservative big C and little C friendship group. And but yeah, I would dye my hair red and black, and I got my belly button pierced at 17. You know,
No.
I got my first tattoo at 17. I
You're a
managed to keep
hooligan.
it. Managed to keep it hidden from my mum for a year, and then she saw it and she went, "What is that?" And it was. And now I'm
Where's
covered
the
in
pen, Briony?
them.
Where's the pen?
In them, and I'm going to get more, and I love them, and I've got bright red hair, and I'm loud.
Yeah,
And
it's all
but
right,
I
isn't
went through all those, I tried to find an identity that I felt comfortable in,
it? Yeah.
but it was more trying different looks that I'd seen,
Yeah.
and again, not quite getting it right, not feeling comfortable until I went, I'm just going to put together what I feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
And then my style is bright hair, bright nails, you know, black.
So if there was a magic pill
Yeah.
to get rid of your ADHD, would you take
Never,
it? No, me
never.
neither. No. I'll tell you how old I am. That I have got no clue what the teenagers are talking about. And you think, right, okay, yeah, he's kind of he's maybe sort of upping that a bit and exaggerating a little bit. Absolutely not. No idea. I sit and listen to these people talk, and it's like I had a book years ago, and it was about teenage slang in the 50s,
Okay.
and it had phrases. The one I remember was "straight from the fridge, man," which is basically cool. "Hey man, that car straight from the fridge," you know, and it's all that sort of, and I didn't understand that. And now, you know, I hear what they're saying, and I go, I've no idea what you're talking about. And the
No.
best of it is, it's the best of it is, I'm also know full well if I did understand what they were talking about, I'd be offended. Probably really, really offensive, you know. And I just go, just let it go, let it go. It's taken a while to sort of go, just let it go. No idea.
Yeah.
I had my time when I went with the soul thing, Northern Soul, which I still love. That club scene. I used to love the fact that I was going out when everyone else was coming home.
Yeah.
I used to
Yeah.
love the fact that nobody could understand, well, nobody drank on this thing, that it was just about dancing.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Yeah.
And through the week, when I grew up in a council flat, a council house, and everything was grey. And I could walk down the street and I felt a cut above everybody I met. I felt, because I knew this thing that you'd
You were
go
in
to.
like some secret club that you
Yeah.
knew other people didn't.
Yeah. And you'd go, say, Warrington at the weekend, and there'd be 3,000 people there, and nobody knew anything about it,
Yeah.
you know, or Manchester, or wherever you went, you know, Leeds, Bradford, wherever. And I used to love that. And I think that's an ADHD thing. I think we actually enjoy the outsider thing.
That was going to be my question. Why do you think it wasn't that you felt that you were better than,
No.
because that's not what you've just told me. It was as if you knew something that other people didn't. That was, I used to get a similar feeling about, because I was very much one for getting up early when, and I'll go back to doing it when work commitments mean I can, but getting up early as the sun's rising and going for a walk before the rest of the world's woken up, it is such a beautiful, tranquil. It's again come, I think that comes back to the escaping the hubbub, the day ahead where you're going to have that
Yeah,
sensory bombardment.
do you take a camera with you? Do
Pardon?
you take a camera with you?
I too tend to take, well, phones these
Of
days,
course,
you
yeah,
can take.
of course, yeah.
But likewise, sometimes, so I capture moments and I do try and share it sometimes, but then other times it's just breathing it in. I
Yeah.
think often we can get caught up with trying to capture it
Record everything. Yeah.
instead of living in. I do that a lot with my, so I've got a, I'm not picking my nose. I think I've got cat hair tickling me.
It's all
So
right.
I stroke the cat and I've rubbed my face. So if I keep touching my
If
nose,
you weren't fidgeting, I'd think you were a
well, I'm
sport.
stimming obviously because it's, and I'm
Yeah.
sweating because it's hot and this
I've
is,
been taking my rings on and off all the time.
but
I've been just taking my
it's
rings
like,
off.
I don't, I've got an extra fluff. I think I've got fluff on my nose, but it is that special moment of just knowing that you're doing something or experiencing something that the
Yeah.
general population aren't.
Yeah, there is an element of that. There is an element of that. I've always enjoyed it. I like it. You know, when I collect, you know, I say, oh, I collect records to people, you know, and say, oh yeah, and I'm collecting obscure American things from a long time ago, and you know that the bloke, you know, he was a taxi driver during the day and had his one big chance one night and lost it, and you know, and now his grandson's a taxi driver and. You know, he's trying to track down his granddad's record that somebody said he might have made. And someone said, oh, yeah, I like records. My favorite's Don McLean, American Pie. And I'd be like, and I'm just like, which is great. You love it. You love it. You know, but I'm going, no, you don't understand. I'm in another world. I'm in mid-60s Detroit here. And it's kind of, yeah, but I think there's an ADHD thing. You know what I think? I think we need an identity. And I think it's a bit like I said about the child that gets told off 20 times more than the other child needs a place to go, needs a place to be.
So I came to your talk. The first time I properly met you was when
Right.
you were doing about, you were talking about meltdowns and
Right.
how to handle them. I was going to say minimize, but that wasn't it at all. It's actually how to handle them. And you
Yeah.
asked a question. There were two things that really stood out for me that day was one, a cap with I am autistic on it. And you said, I disagree with these. And I was wholeheartedly with you on that
I
because
understand how some people like them.
I can understand. And again, each to their own. And
Yeah.
I am very much for that. But that really struck a chord with me. And I'll explain why. And then also, you talked about a child in Nando's. I don't know if it was your
Yeah.
son having a
Yeah.
meltdown and you let him eat underneath the table.
Yeah.
And was that a right or wrong thing to do? And again, I totally agree that no, let him enjoy or experience the experience in the
Well,
least stressful way.
and you know what the outcome of that was?
What?
That was 10 years ago. We went to Nando's the other week, had a very pleasant meal. We both stayed on chairs, you know, and because
There was no trauma associated with
he's got a happier memory of the place. In fact, it was him
exactly.
said. He said to me, "Should we go to Nando's?" I said, "You've got to be joking, aren't you?" He said, "No, he said I like it now," you know. But
And that was it, is the, sorry to interrupt, but this is
wow.
the whole thing. You've asked my question, like, if I could take a pill and get rid of my ADHD, would I? And I emphatically no. Now that I understand it,
Yeah.
if you'd asked me 20 years ago when I didn't know what it was, when I just wanted to fit in, I would have gone, I just want to be like everyone else. Now I embrace the difference. And for me, it's, we've talked on the phone about this, that I see going forward, what do I want to do? I want to help stop us having to, us, neurodivergents have to fit in a small huddle and mask and play small, or to fit in with neurotypical standard in a neurotypical world.
Yeah.
There is a huge percentage of the population who are neurodivergent. Mm. We are still the minority, but we're a lot more than people would necessarily think. And it's, I want to help. It's the ignorance. I cannot stand ignorance towards race, gender, religion, neurodiversity, anything that is out. I can't tolerate it.
No.
Because ignorance is not an excuse. And again, when you fall into those rabbit holes on social media, there was something recently about, which is off topic, but asking for gender neutral names. And literally the comments, I was disturbed by the amount of bigotry and ignorance that there is still prevalent in the world.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, I was walking through Lincoln City Centre the other day, and some poor homeless fella, yeah. And, you know, people say, oh, he's not homeless, or, you know, people say that sort of stuff. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't, yeah. But he's sitting outside House of Fraser, wrapped in a blanket, minding, bothering no one. He's not asking for money. He's just sitting there.
No, yeah? Exactly. And
some bloke with his mates felt the need to jump over him. And I'm just, and do you know what? I was saying, I really want to go and say something to this bloke. So why did you feel the need to do that? But, you know, I know. I can't, there's certain cultures you just can't change with people.
And you can't argue with stupid.
Yeah, and you can't argue with stupid, and I'll probably get hurt. And do you know what I mean? And I'm like, just let it go. But it just bugged me. I thought, why can't that bloke, who probably was...
Stay in his own lane. Leave him alone.
Yeah, stay in it. I like that. So we've got, we've not made this hour very difficult for ourselves, have we? So we'll have to
literally just had to check my calendar to see when my next thing is, and I've got loads of time, so it's fine.
Well, I've got something coming up which is really good for Lincolnshire City Council, County Council. I don't know which one. One of them.
One of them.
Yeah. Well, for Lincolnshire, and it's about giving neurodivergent people a voice. So this is what I'll be working on in a few minutes. But Brian, it's been great chatting to you. How can people get hold of you?
Depends. I'm on social media.
With your fitness.
My professional services in terms of nutrition and personal training. My business is called, it just rolls off the tongue, Bryony Farlow Fitness Coaching. So Bryony, Farlow with an F rather than Barlow. It's like Barlow. Ken Barlow, but with an F for Freddie. Bryony Farlow Fitness Coaching. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at Bryony Farlow Fitness Coaching. I have set up a new page called My ADHD Discovery on Instagram. I just set that to try and keep it separate because I didn't want to flood. That's still very new. And and again, fits and starts, you know. I'll do loads and then I'll do nothing. But in terms of nutrition, fitness, PT, all of that, and even if it's just nutrition regarding how to get a healthy, balanced diet, and if it were to do with ADHD characteristics and how to minimise this and try and get a more this, which is the goal, then yeah, more than happy. This is something that I'm really looking into going forwards. And yeah, that's my passion.
And I think that little project you're doing with Gordon, I think I'm involved with that as well.
I'm just so excited about what the future holds.
It's going to be great. That particular project.
Just coming together.
Watch these spaces, because that particular project is going to be really interesting. And I think it's going to be very, very popular with people. So
I think it's a service that needs doing.
I think so. I think so. People are going, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Not telling. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
So, top secret.
Right. You stay out of trouble. I'll stay out of trouble. And we'll see you next time, Bryony. And thanks
Thank
ever
you
so
so
much.
much.
You take care. Bye.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye. Oh.